You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. All Silverados and Truck Nation overlay, 10 to 15 specials with cash rebates or payments. All trucks are showing max factory rebates. Learn more at LakewoodChev.com. To come into training camp as a Ford and stay as a Ford?
Yeah, I think that's pretty definite right now that that's where I'll be playing. But you never know. You never know.
Now, had you played Ford at any other level before?
Just when I was a lot younger, like maybe 10, 12 years old.
Okay, so take us through that conversation. No, here you are. You're in your second professional season down in OKC, and your head coach comes up. Hey, Joe, I think I want you to play wing.
Yeah, it happened in the game, I think, just after Christmas or maybe the game before Christmas in Tucson. Jerry Fleming said, hey, Joe, we've been struggling to score goals. We have some holds up front. Do you mind trying wing out for a game or two and see how you like it? And I said, sure, sounds like fun. And it ended up being fun.
What did you like best about playing Ford?
I like that I get to play more of an offensive game. Everybody enjoys scoring goals and providing offense, and being a little more creative with the puck is always more fun. I liked being able to help out my team just in the way that they needed it when the coach asked me, and the amount of confidence they showed in me when they switched me to forward was really good for me as well.
You were obviously a very good offensive defenseman, right? So I think in the offensive zone, you had some natural instincts, but you obviously are now attacking from a different area. You see the ice even different as a forward in the offensive zone that you did as a defenseman. What did you find the most difficult part about transitioning from defense to forward at the pro level?
Well, it is a completely different game, especially when you're completely changing from going back and getting pucks and being forechecked to, chasing down pucks and forechecking in that way. I think a lot of the system stuff took a little bit of time to get used to, but I got the opportunity to play with some pretty good line mates in Jujar Kara, Anton Lander, and Jesse Puljujärvi, and the coaching staff down at Bakersfield made it pretty easy for me.
Was there anything you missed about playing defense?
There were zero parts that I missed about playing defense.
Wow, okay. I'm guessing for a smaller guy, you definitely probably like the fact that, you weren't in the sight lines taking as much body contact as a winger that you do when you're a defenseman, right? Like, you used to have guys just barreling down on forechecks. All they want to do is staple you to the glass.
Yeah, it's definitely different. And switching my mindset up from, like I said before, being forecheck to starting to forecheck, and actually it helped out a little bit when I would be forechecking, because I feel like I would kind of have a sense of what the defenseman was going to do because I'd been in that position my whole life. But it's definitely different. It's a lot more fun. And, I like the way things are going forward.
So, Joey, now that you know you're going to play forward, do you change anything up in how you prepare for the season? Like, I'm guessing maybe you do like forward skill development stuff, maybe different on the ice than you do as a defenseman?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we do skill development stuff all summer here with skill coach John Calvano. He's very good. And he does a lot of stuff that involves being split between forward and defenseman drills. And I have to say, it's definitely a lot more fun to be working as a forward. It's a lot more stuff down low, just, working on quick turns, a little more agility stuff, and I get to practice scoring goals a little bit more, which is always fun.
Do you, now that you had some, a half a season playing forward, you obviously gained a lot of confidence, especially in the offensive zone. Where do you feel you can take this to the next level? Like, what do you think you'd have to do to become an NHL forward?
I think I just need to show that what I did in the second half of last season I can do for a full season. And, I need to come in every day and, work to be better, because my goal is to play in the NHL, and I'm going to do everything I can this year to get there. And hopefully if I get the chance, I need to take advantage of my opportunities. I just need to keep being a good teammate and keep working to get better and, just build off what I did last year. I have a little more confidence than last year and just come in and be the best I can be.
You shoot left. Obviously, you're most comfortable playing left wing, I would guess. Like, you don't feel like you're going to switch either side, or does it matter to you?
It really doesn't matter to me. I mean, especially when you're playing with creative offensive players, especially, you know, the only time you're really playing your position is in the defensive zone between the right and left side, and then maybe off a face-off circle. So I've never thought it was really a big deal. I played a little bit on right wing last year, not too much, but I never really found it was such a big difference.
And how have you liked your time in Bakersfield, the city?
It's a good little town. It's from, when you first think about Bakersfield, you don't really think of it as much of a hockey town, but we get really good fan attendance. We get really good fan support. We have a great booster club out there who provides us with food and different events for us to do. And I really enjoy it there. I mean, you couldn't ask for better weather. On off days, we play a lot of golf. The hockey's great, and the travel's pretty good as well. It's a lot of, like, there's no bus trips that are overly long, and they do a pretty good job taking care of us down there.
How's your golf game?
It's very up and down. It's extremely up and down. Some days I'm pretty good. Other days I look like I've never swung a club before.
So what's your best round?
My best round ever?
Yeah.
I shot a 75 one time in my whole life, and I don't think I'll ever do that ever again.
Wow. So that, like, what are you averaging? Like an 83, 84? Where are you?
I'm an 80s guy, but it's anywhere in between. Okay. There are some days I can go out and shoot 70. There are other days I can shoot in the 70s. There are other days I can come shoot high 90s. It's just, you never know.
Now, was there anybody on your team that was noticeably the best golfer in
Bakersfield? Kyle Platzer is by far the best golfer. He's about as close to scratch as I've ever seen.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's really good. Hmm.
Nice. Well, I guess that's a good place to play the two sports he loves, hockey and golf.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
If you're in Bakersfield. Now, what about rivalries? Who was your biggest rival in the AHL?
Stockton, for sure, just because they are – well, they're not the closest. I guess Ontario would be the closest team to us, but I think Stockton was the biggest rival just because there's still the whole Calgary-Edmonton thing going on up there. And I think even dating back to when – the two teams were both in the East Coast League. They also had a rivalry back then, so it's kind of just spilled over to now.
Joey Lalegia joins us, signed a one-year contract extension with the Edmonton Oilers. We'll now be playing forward. So between now and the end of the summer, you get to training camp. What do you focus on specifically now? Like, are you on the ice already? Or are you a guy who doesn't get on the ice until August? How does maybe your workout summer change between now and September?
No, in the last couple of weeks, we've been starting to go on the ice a fair bit more. This week, we were on three times. It's usually about three times a week. I mean, if you feel like you need a rest day, I guess you maybe go twice a week, but it gets more and more intense as we get towards training camp, and I'll probably be in Edmonton a little bit earlier before training camp as well.
Now, do you train by yourself or in a group?
I train in a group. I train with Nugent Hopkins and his brother and a trainer from Minnesota, Kevin Ziegler.
Okay, so is he giving you the insights on horse racing, or is he taking out to see the ponies now, or what?
Oh, yeah, his horse is racing tomorrow, and we're all excited to go watch.
Oh, okay, nice. Now, do you go, or are you wearing, like, the horse racing attire? Like, not jockey attire, more the dressing up to go there with your hat and, you know, have maybe a little bit of a skinny tie on, possibly?
No, I'm not much for dressing up.
Well, Joey, enjoy the ponies, enjoy training, and congratulations on the contract, and enjoy the transformation to Ford.
All right, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Joey Lalegia.